我们在天上的父，爱我们的主耶稣，基督。
Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus who loved us.
三一的圣灵，我们今天靠着羔羊的宝血，我们再一次的聚集在主的脚前。
And the Holy Spirit, and once again, we gather before the feet of our Lord.
主啊，我们知道照我本相是毫无可夸。
And we know that we have nothing to boast about.
今天我们能够坦然无惧来到父神的宝座，完完全全是羔羊在十字架上为我们成就的大功。
And today we're able to come before the Father's throne without fear. It's all because of the great work of the Lamb.
早晨我们来亲近我们的父，求主在我们中间向我们来说话。
And this morning as we come closer to our Heavenly Father, we come to listen to you.
主啊，我们愿意把我们的心向你敞开。
And we want to open our hearts to you.
求主用你的儿子的宝血来清洁我们的心。
And may you use your son's precious blood to cleanse our hearts.
让圣灵可以在我们里面做工。
So the Holy Spirit can do work inside of us.
开我们的耳朵，让我们听得见。
And to open our ears so that we may hear.
让我们能够知道圣灵今天向众教会要说生命的话语给我们。
And to be able to hear the word of life that the Holy Spirit wants to share with us.
我们就求圣灵把智慧与启示灵赏给我们每一个，不管是讲的、翻译的、听的。
And we pray for the Holy Spirit to give us the spirit of wisdom to all those who listen, who speak, and who translate.
叫我们听见你的话，能够照着你的话来行人为人，行事为人。
And may, when we hear your words, and may we act upon them.
主啊，开我们的心窍。
And please open our hearts.
叫我们听了也明白。
So that when we hear the words, we may also understand.
我们明白了，就能够照着去行。
And when we understand the words, we can execute.
你的国就能够早日的降临。
And then your kingdom will come.
愿你得着我们所有人的敬拜赞美。
May you receive the glory and worship from us.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Please hear our prayer. We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我上一次讲到，有人还记得讲什么吗
？So anyone remember what my last message was about?
我想我们去年一年，神给我们有这样的一个题目，叫做意向与使命。
So I think for the past year.God has given me this subject to share with you, which is called the vision and mission. So because there's so many people being mentioned in all 66 books of the Bible.
好像每一个人都有不同的故事，要让神要让我们明白神当年在他们身上所做的工。
And it seems like every single one of them has a story and the lesson that God wants us to see what he has done in that person's life.
是很清楚地写在圣经里面，我们好像也都读过。
Indeed, it's clearly written in the Bible and it seems like we've all read it.
但是到底我们知不知道神从创世纪一直写到启示录，这么多的如同云彩一样这么多的见证人。
But,Do we know that from the beginning, very first book in the book of Genesis, all the way to book of Revelations, there's so many, many people and so many, many testimonies.
在这个时间的洪流里头，他们都曾经为神做见证。
And in this river of time, they have all, at some, one point or another, gave testimony
那我的,
to God.
我的负担就是盼望借着这些不同的人在不同的时代，但是神要借着他们对世人 做什么见证
It's my burden to share with you that throughout all this time, throughout all these people and their life and the testimony they've given, what kind of lesson God wants us to learn?
那我选的第一个人就是亚伯拉罕
So the first person I picked was Abraham.
那最后一个人
And then the last person?
去年的最后一个人
The last person I shared from last year.
对，是以赛亚。
Was Isaiah.
因为你看到这个题目，你大概猜得出来。
So because you probably could guess by looking at the topic for today.
对，以赛亚书是整个旧约里面大概最篇幅最长的。
So the book of Isaiah, it was probably one of the longest spanning book in the Bible.
我们的圣经有六十六卷，它的以赛亚书就有六十六章。
And so we have 66 books in the Bible, and the book of Isaiah has 66 chapters.
对，他被神选召的时候，是当时有一个非常好的王，叫做乌西亚，记得吗？
And so at the time when he was chosen, there was a very very good king whose name was Uzziah.
那他是被神祝福过大大使用的一个好王，在南国犹大。
And so he was a king that was blessed by God in the southern kingdom.
对，我曾经跟大家说过，南北两朝各有十九个王。
So I share with you once that between in the north and the southern kingdom, they each had 19 kings.
但是北朝没有一个王像样，都是坏王，十九个。
And so in the northern kingdom, there were no good kings. All 19 of them were bad.
对，但是南朝感谢神，为着他自己的见证，神还留下有一些是好王。那这个乌西亚是其中之一。
So.In the southern kingdom, praise God to be the Lord because of in order to be a testimony to him, the Lord had several good kings in the southern kingdom, and so King Uzziah was one of them.
那我从罗伯安一直算下来，他是第十个王。
So counting down from the first king until King Uzziah, he was the tenth king.
那他因为做了叫做晚节不保，干什么去？圣殿要烧香，要做祭司的事情。
But however, in his old age, he wanted to go to the temple to burn incense, to basically to do what the job of a priest.
当时圣殿的祭司都禁止他，你说告诉他这件事情不是你的份，你不要做，免得要出大祸的。
And all the priests at the temple was trying to stop him, say this is not for you to do. You're getting to big trouble.
他不听。
But he would not listen.
他认为上帝爱我，祝福我，我可以去烧香。
And so he, in his mind, he thought that God loved me so much that he wanted me to go to the temple to burn incense.
所以他的固执就带来他灭亡之灾，他得了大麻风而死。
And so because of his stubbornness, he basically it cost him his life. He got a leprosy.
好，那在那样的一个全国震惊的情况之下。神就兴起这一个先知，叫做以赛亚。
So it was under this circumstance that God raised Isaiah as prophet.
所以在他的一生当中，他服侍了四个皇帝的朝代。
And so during his lifetime, Isaiah served four kings.
神用他为神做了美好的见证。
And he, through him, Isaiah was gave a great testimony for God.
如果你没有听过的话，请你上网把那篇信息好好的听一次。
And if you have not heard that the message, please go online to listen to the message.
我保证你会有收获。
I guarantee you'll get something out of it.
那今天是今年第一篇连续在这一个意象与使命的里面来讲的这篇信息。
And so today, this is the very first message of the new year within this series.
那这一个人他的名字叫耶利米。
So this person is called Jeremiah.
我们来读一下他的圣经。
Let's read from the book of Jeremiah.
请打开耶利米书第一章。
Please turn to chapter 1.
我们要读的是头十六节。
We'll read the first 16 verses.
对。我跟你轮流读哈。
Okay.
我读单数节，你读双数节。
Okay. We'll alternate reading from the pulpit, Chinese odd verses and English and even verses.
便雅悯地。亚拿图城的祭司中希勒家的儿子耶利米的话记在下面。
Verse 2. To whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, the king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign.
从犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬在位的时候，到直到犹大王约西亚的儿子西底家在位的末年，就是十一年五月间耶路撒冷被掳的时候，耶和华的话也常临到耶利米。
Verse 4. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying,
我未将你造在腹中，我已经晓得你。你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。
Then I said, Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, because I am a youth.
耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去，我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declared the Lord.
于是耶和华伸手按我的口对我说，我已将当说的话传给你。
See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
临到我说，耶利米，你看见什么？我说，我看见一根杏树枝。
Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it.
耶和华的话第二次临到我说，你看见什么？我说，我看见一个烧开的锅从北而起。
Then the Lord said to me, All inhabitants of the land.
耶和华说，看哪，我要招北方的列国的众族，他们要来，按各按座位在耶路撒冷城门口周围攻击城墙，又要攻击犹大的一切诚意。
I will pronounce my judgments on them concerning all their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me and have offered sacrifices to other gods and worshipped the works of their own hands.
好，我们读第二章。
So now jump to chapter 2,
十一节
verse 11.
第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
我们要念到13。
So verse 11 to 13.
我们两个还是轮流。
So again, we'll alternate reading for pulpit.
11节，岂有一国换了他的神吗？其实这不是神，但我的百姓将他们的荣耀换了那无义的神。
Verse 12, Be appalled, O heavens, at this and shudder. Be very desolate, declares the Lord.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。跳到二十六节。
And now we'll jump to verse 26.
对，我们要从二十六念到二十八。
And then from verse 26 to 28.
你念。
Okay, so verse 26, As the thief is shamed when he is discovered, so the house of Israel is ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets.
他们向木头说，你是我的父，向石头说，你是生我的。他们以背向我，不以面向我。以致遭遇患难的时候，却说起来拯救我们。
Verse 28. But where are you, your gods, which you made for yourself? Let them arise if they can save you. In the time of your trouble, for according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah.
最后我们跳到第五章。
Lastly, we'll jump to chapter 5.
第一节念到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3.
第五章第一节，你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在宽阔处寻找，看看有一人行公义求诚实没有，若有我就赦免这城。
Verse 2, and although they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely.
第三节，耶和华，你的眼目不是看顾诚实吗？你击打他们，他们却不伤痛；你毁灭他们，他们仍不受惩治。他们使脸刚硬，过于磐石，不肯回头。好，我们就读这些圣经。
So that concludes our readings.
从刚刚我们读的第一段话，在第一章里头。
So from the very first chapter that we read,
我们就知道这一个神拣选的器皿耶利米。第一，他是在一个祭司的家庭中的一个祭司。
So we know that Jeremiah, whom God had chosen, we know that he was born in the house of the priest.
对。就跟另外一个神的仆人叫做以西结也是一样的，以西结本来也是一个祭司的家庭，可是因为时代改变了，所以神就把这个祭司叫出来去做先知的工作。
And very similar to another prophet called Ezekiel, he too was born the house of priests, but due to the world he was born into at the time, God also called him to rise up to become a prophet.
那你如果读一读这个这些神所用的，在那个非常的时代，黑暗笼罩的时代里头，要找一个合神心意的先知找不到的。
So if you read the chapter, you probably knew that during that time, when the time the world was in chaos and is twisted and perverted times, it is so hard to find someone.
有很多先知是在那里替神说话，但是神说我没有差遣他们，他们自己胡说的。
And there were many people who claimed to be prophets and who claimed to be speaking for God, but yet God said, "I do not know him. I did not tell him to say these things."
所以神只好在祭司中找了他和他心意的人来替神说话。
And so God was left with no choice but to select someone he wanted amongst the priests to speak for him.
所以当他被神呼召的时候，是在这里讲到犹太王亚门的儿子约西亚在位的第十三年，那个这个王，我去给他算一算，他应该是倒数第五个。
And so here it says the word, he says Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah of the priests who were in, the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, so king of Judah. So he was probably the fifth king counting backwards from the 19.
这个以赛亚被叫出来的时候，那个时候的王是乌西亚，是第十个，对吧？
So when Isaiah was called, it was during the time of King Uzziah. So Uzziah was the 10th king.
那每一朝都有十九个王，所以我说现在说这个人是倒数第五个。
And so, as I said, every kingdom had 19 kings. And so, like I mentioned, this king Josiah was the fifth, counting backwards.
对，那就十九减五是第十四个王，对吧？
So chronologically, King Josiah was the 14th king.
对不对啊？对吧？十九个减五嘛，第十五个王。
King Josiah was the 15th.
那总而言之，这个时候他被神呼召的时候，前面那个先知以赛亚已经过去了。
And so when Jeremiah was called, the previous prophet, Isaiah, he passed.
我算了一下，大概已经过去六十年了。
So I calculate, there's some time between about 60 years since the passing of Isaiah.
神现在呼召这一个耶利米出来。那他说我是什么？他自己说，我是年幼的嘛。
And so that was when Jeremiah was called. And at the time, Jeremiah gave an excuse. He
对吧？
He said, I was young. I'm youth.
我们刚刚念第四、第五节的时候，耶利米说：“耶和华的话临到我，我那神说什么呢？我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。我派你为做列国的先知。” 所以打娘胎他就选了他了，对吧？
And so in verse 4 and 5 it says, And now the word of the Lord came to me saying, Before I formed you in the womb I knew you, and before you were born I consecrated you. So God chose Jeremiah even when, before he was born.
这段话就把什么东西否定掉了。
So what did this particular passage refute?
啊，堕胎。
So this refuted
你会把神的仆人堕掉。
So it refuted the whole action of abortions, because if you do that, then you're basically refuting God's choice.
因为已经没反应了。
So it seems that no one's you don't have any response to that.
这一段话当然他的目的不是讲堕胎，我只是提出来，神要这里让我们知道，神拣选一个人，在你还没有在你母腹中，我已经知道你了。
So of course we're not saying that this passage was talking about abortion, but I want to make the point that even when you were in your mother's womb, God had already chosen you.
好，那现在神就对呼召他的时候，你猜猜看他大概几岁？
So take a guess about like how old Jeremiah was when God called to him.
他说我是个幼童，他用了一个特别的字。
So he used a special term. He said, I'm a youth.
那我去查了一下这个字在犹太人中是怎么用的。
So I look at the dictionary, you see how the Israelites would use this particular term.、Youth.
这个字有两个特点。
So there are two characteristics about this term.
第一，它是未婚。
So first usage is to appoint to people who have not been married yet.
第二。他，因为犹太人有一个叫成人之礼，有没有 ？Bar mitzvah.
So, the Jewish tradition there's a bar mitzvah.
几岁啊？十三岁，这个 bar mitzvah 就是犹太人就接纳你成为成人。
And so they'll have their bar mitzvah at age of 13 because that's the age where which they'll welcome you into adulthood.
那你就开始学神的话了。
And then you start learning the word of God.
所以这是。犹太人的这个规矩。
And so that's an Israel tradition.
好，可是这个当这个耶利米说我还是个年幼的。
But here when Jeremiah was saying I am a youth,
是指着大概 teenager.
So probably he was referring to the fact that he was still a
teenager. 照传统来讲，大概是16岁到20岁。
So according to tradition, that probably means that he's somewhere around 16 to 20 years old.
对，是的确是一个年轻人。
So truly, he indeed was a youth at that time.
所以神在他这么年轻的时候就呼召他出来做先知。
So God called him out to be a prophet even at such a young age.
他说我不行，我太年轻了。
And he said, No, I can't. I'm too young.
可以做祭司。
So How old must one be in order to become a priest?
要到圣殿里面做祭司的话，必须30岁。
So you have to be at least 30 years old in order to serve as a priest.
所以照他的年龄来讲，他是正在被训练，将来有一天要在圣殿里面做祭司的。
So age-wise, he's right around the age when he was receiving training to become a priest when he was older.
可是神说，我现在要找你。
But yet God said, I need you right now.
对吧？那他没有受过先知的训练嘛，对吧
？So Jeremiah up to that point had never received any training to become a prophet.
但是神说，我就要用你。
But yet God said, I want to use.
所以从这个意义上来讲，这个时机是非常怎么样急迫，神需要找一个可以用的人。
So you could tell there's a great sense of urgency in God's calling. He really needed somebody.
啊，然后你看到，他说我不会讲话嘛。
He said, I don't know how to speak. I'm not eloquent with my words.
那神说我已经把什么，啊，神怎么说？第九节，于是耶和华伸手按我的口，对我说：“我已将当说的话传给你。”
Verse 9. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth."
所以先知不是学校训练出来的。
So prophets are not trained in schools.
而且圣在旧约里头你看到有先知的学校，但是有一位神的仆人说先知的学校从来没出过先知。
So yes, indeed, in the Old Testament time, we do see that there are these schools, so-called schools for prophets. But one prophet said that this prophet school had never produced a true prophet.
对，这个先做神出口的先知是神自己培养、自己给他的恩赐。
And here, Jeremiah, this prophet is someone that God had chosen himself and who trained himself.
好，那他起来差不多就是十七八岁，我们猜吧，就这个年龄就被神打发出来为神说话。
And so according to our guesstimates, he was about 17 or 18 years old when God called him out to serve as a prophet.
所以这个离开这个国家要灭亡还有大概五十年。
So from that point on until the end of the Southern Kingdom, there's still about 50 years.
换言之，神把他叫出来是为着这个时代怎么样子，希望神要求这个南国可以悔改。
And so in other words, God called Jeremiah at a time when God wanted hope that the Southern Kingdom could still repent.
对，如果你去看看其他的书信的话，你就知道。跟他一起被神兴起来的先知，在那个时代有西番雅，有但以理，有以西结，另外还有三个人。
And so, if you read other books, you'll see that there at that time there were other prophets, such as Daniel, Ezekiel, and then other three other prophets.
对，但以理是被神兴起来在哪里？他已经被掳到巴比伦去了。他在皇宫里面的时候，神呼召他的。
So if you read Daniel at the time, he was actually already being enslaved in the land of Babylon, and he was actually in the palace of the Babylonian king when God called to him.
那以西结呢？
What about Ezekiel?
以西结什么时候被呼召的？
When was he called?
被掳到奴工营去的时候，在奴工营里面神呼召他的。
And so he was at the time he was in the slave camp.That's when God called to him.
所以你就可以看得出来，神呼召耶利米的时候，这个国家还没有亡，还在前面还有陆陆续续有五个王会出现在这个历史的里头。
And so from this, you can tell that when God called Jeremiah, the Southern Kingdom hasn't yet ended yet, and there will be like five more kings after.
但是这个时候的整个国家、整个属灵的光景是一片黑暗。
But at the time, even during that time, the spiritual condition of the kingdom was a complete darkness.
不像前面这个以赛亚做先知的时候，那个时候还有好王存在。
So unlike the time when Isaiah became a prophet, because during that time there was still a good king.
但是等到这个耶利米被兴起来的时候，一个好王都没有。
But yet, at the time when Jeremiah became a prophet, there were not a single good king.
所以神兴起他，盼望借着这个先知的口，这个国家的人民可以有一个属灵上的转机。
So at the time God raised Jeremiah as a prophet in hope that he can help turn that kingdom around.
哎，川普上台以后，这个多久了？
So how long has Trump become the 47th president?
六个礼拜是吧？
So it's been 6 weeks since he took office.
他十二月，一月二十号上台的。
So he was inaugurated on January 20th.
四个礼拜。
So
是不是你可以看到美国是不是翻天覆地啊？
It's been 4 weeks. Do you agree that there's some quite a big change around the country?
他找了一个。年轻人叫做 Elon Musk， 他是来一个新的 department 叫做 Dodge， 搞美国是人仰马翻，所有的黑幕一样被捅出来呀、啊。
So he had Elon Musk head the Department of Government Efficiencies and had them, so you can see this all these controversies are coming out all these been discovered as part of the auditing by the Doge Department.
对，以前你知道美国黑暗，但是你不知道证据在哪里。
So before, everybody knows there's some corruption going on, but you just don't know where exactly.
但现在这些证据一样一样都翻出来了。
But now we can see there are clear evidence of these corruptions one by one.
所以你就可以看到整个的情形是一个很可怕的光景。当时耶利米在的时代也是如此。
And so in a similar way, at the time of Jeremiah, it's very similar things, similar conditions were happening.
所以我相信。如果在这个四年这个国家没有回转的话，这个国家的命运也就会重蹈什么覆辙。以色列怎么灭亡，南国怎么灭亡，以色列 北朝怎么灭亡，美国也应该同样的灭亡。
So I truly believe that if the US can't turn around in the next 4 years, we'll probably repeat the same history as the Israelites.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，日光之下没有新事，以前走过的今天还要重复。
So dear brothers and sisters, there's nothing new under the sun. What happened before, it will happen again now.
那我们要站在什么位置上呢？
So where should we stand? How
是同污合流呢，还是向神悔改呢？
Do we go with the flow with the rest of the world, or do we stand by God?
对吧？所以这个耶利米这个先知是在当时是末世的警钟。
And so Jeremiah at the time he was warning bell during the end time.
那今天在二十一世纪，神拣选这一批末世的基督徒，我们可以同污合流，也可以拣选什么站在神的这一边。
So today at this 21st century, God has chosen this group of Christians that we can stand with the world, go with the flow, or we can choose Christ.
今天是2025年2月16号。
So today is 2025, February 16th.
十年前的今天。
So 10 years ago, on the same day,
发生过一件大事。
A major event happened.
有谁知道十年前的今天，埃及发生过什么大事吗
？So who remember what happened 10 years ago in Egypt?
那个时候我们的年轻的人那对夫妻还没有去那里，啊 ，Kevin 跟 Samantha 还没有去埃及啊。
So at the time, our young couple Kevin and Samantha hadn't gone to Egypt yet.
他那个时候幸亏没去，去了可能被抓去了。
It was lucky that they haven't gone yet, but otherwise they might have been.
那一天出大事。
Because on that day, something major happened.
埃及有一群基督徒叫做 Coptic Christian， 有谁听过这个词啊
？So at the time, a group of Christians in Egypt called the Coptic Christians.
对，这是埃及的基督徒。古老非常非常老的一个群体。
So they're actually a very ancient group of Christians from a long time ago.
对，那个时候的恐怖分子叫 ISIS.
So at the time ISIS.
哎，听过的人举手。
Who have heard of this?
还不错，有一半，还一半都没有听过 ISIS 啊。
So if you haven't heard, it just seems like half of you haven't heard of ISIS.
这是叙利亚跟伊拉克的极端回教主义者，他们组织的恐怖活动。
And so, ISIS was formed via the by Islamic extremists in Syria and Iraq.
对，那么他们就在那个时候抓了21个基督徒 Coptic Christian.
So at the time they captured 21 Coptic Christians.
然后要他们表态。
And they wanted them to change their faith.
你们要活就放弃你们的信仰。
And said to them, if you want to stay alive, you will give up your beliefs.
如果你们要坚持，你们要信耶稣，对不起，脑袋搬家。
But if you continue to believe in Christ, then you'll be beheaded.
知道这件事的举手，我看看。
How many of you have known this?
有这么几个。好，结局是什么？这21个人。
So how did this end?
啊，穿了那个橘黄色的衣服，排成一大队，一大长条，用锁链锁着。
So they were put into these orange jumpsuits, and then they were chained by chain, metal chains. And
就在十年前的今天
they stood by the ocean,
就被拉到这个那个什么海啊这个地中海吧地中海边。
So the ISIS led them to the beach on the Mediterranean.
这张相片是永垂不朽的相片是 Time Magazine 的cover.
So,
这二十一个人在海边跪下来
they,
他们不屈服于这一个要逼迫他们的 ISIS 就承认他们是信耶稣的
And so, ISIS took a picture of all these 21 Christians that they captured and then they were all kneeling on the beach so this picture actually made it to the cover of Time Magazine so they were there because they would not give up their faith
这二十一个人的脑袋就全部被砍掉，这公开的砍头，血流在这个地中海边。
And so the ISIS openly beheaded all of them, and the blood were running all over the place.
记得这件事吗
？So do you remember that?
就是十年前今天。
So that happened 10 years ago today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
到二十一世纪了
，So
还有人会因着信仰。脑袋搬家。
So we're in the 21st century now, but still, there were people who were beheaded because of their faith.
他们都是二三十岁的年轻人。
So they were all in their 20s or 30s.
都是有家有孩子的父亲啊。
So they all have family, they all have children, they were fathers.
但到有一天，他们要为他们的信仰做见证、表态的时候，没有一个。为着保住自己的脑袋，否认他们的信仰，今天还有这样的人哦。
But one day when they need to make a stand for their beliefs, not single one of them back down.
佩服吗
？So do you admire these people?
你非佩服不可。
So absolutely, you can't help but admire them.
他们为着信仰，愿意把自己的性命都摆上，在古时候如此，今天二十一世纪，感谢主，还有这样的人。
For their faith, they're willing to put up, to give up their life. So there were people like that in the old times, but thank the Lord that there's still people today.
这叫做殉道者的灵。
So that's the spirit of the martyrs.
按照启示录的启示
，from the book of Revelation,
因着信耶稣被断头的人，可以马上怎么样？进神的国，将来要与他在国度时期同掌权，做王的。
Those who are beheaded in the name of, for the name of Lord Jesus will immediately go to heaven and be able to rule with him heaven.
所以，我们今天来讲这一个先知耶利米是有特别意义的。
So today, on this day, talking about The prophet Jeremiah, there's a great meaning behind that.
因为在那个乱世，要为他的信仰、为耶和华做见证，是要断脑袋的。
So in during that chaotic time, to be a testimony for God, it might cost you your life.
对吧？他这个年轻人他自己知道。
So this young man, he knows this.
他讲，我不会讲话，即使要讲，我也不知道讲什么，心里面是害怕的。
So he said that I don't know how to speak and I don't know what to talk about. So, in fact, inside his heart, he was scared.
那神要这个先知为他说话的时候，但我打发你去哪里，你就去哪里，我要你讲什么，你就讲什么。
But God said to him, "Go where I commanded you to go and speak what I command you to speak."
那神就给他一个保证。
And so God gave him a guarantee.
他说：“你不要怕，我与你同在。”
He said, "Do not be afraid, for I'm with you."
我要拯救你，脱离他们的手。
For I will save you to be away from them.
所以感谢神。
So
这里这个年轻人，他就为主怎么样站住
？So this young person, this young man, he stood up for.
对，他下地牢。
So he was imprisoned.
被关在。这个水里面
，so he was sent to a water dungeon，
对吧？所以他旗帜不改呀、啊。
But yet he will not change.
那我们今天来看他得到的意象是什么，他要有的使命是什么。
So let's take a look at what vision and mission he received.
对，我们看十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
不是、
I'm sorry, verse 11.
我们都今天都在第一章，我们要看第十一节。
So we're staying in chapter 1 today. So let's look at verse 11.
耶和华的话又临到我说，耶利米，你看见什么？我说，我看见一根杏树枝。
So verse 11, the word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branches of an almond tree.
对，耶和华第十二节对我说，你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。
Verse 12.The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see what to see that my word is fulfilled."
这是神对耶利米的解释。你看见的这个杏树枝是一个 symbol， 这个 symbol 就是说我要我的话怎么样成就应验。
And so basically, these two verses, God is saying that yes, you saw correctly. This almond tree is a symbol, and as my words shall become a reality.
也就是说，我说过的话。一定要怎么样成就？你信也好，不信也好，你要看我的话是不是兑现。
Basically, he's saying that God was saying that regardless whether you believe it or not, my words will become a reality, will be fulfilled.
好，当你读到这段话，神用杏树枝来做一个 symbol 来讲神的话的重要性。
So when you read this, that God uses an almond tree branch as a symbol for His word will be fulfilled.
请问什么意思？
What does it mean?
好，想一想。
Think about this.
杏树枝它要做什么见证？
So what does the almond tree testify?
你们不是学灵的哈，我是学灵的，我可以跟你们说一点，杏树有什么特点？
So you haven't studied anything about in regards to spiritual meanings, but I did. So let me tell you about the meaning, the symbolism behind the almond tree branch.
现在我们春节过了，对吧？
So we just celebrate
农历年春节已经过了。那也就是说，冬天已经开始过去，春天来了。
So it means that the winter season ended, and now we're in the spring season.
我们华人的这个土壤里头，在冬天初春要结束，初春开始的时候，什么花先开的？
So,
梅花嘛，对吧？
So we have in Chinese culture in our soils, when the winter ends and spring comes, the first flower to bloom is the cherry blossom. Plum, sorry,
plum.
It's the plum
梅花
plum flowers.
有一年我到苏州那边去。梅花盛开，漂亮，漂亮极了。
So one year I was in Suzhou, and the plum trees were bloom, it was just beautiful.
就是现在这个时间。
So it's about this time.
那么在中东呢，在以色列呢
？What about in the Middle East?
就是杏花。
That is the almond tree.
在那个严冬快要结束，春天马上就要出来的时候，第一个开花的就是什么？杏花。
So when the cold winter ends and then the spring comes, the very first flower to bloom is the almond tree.
那所以神用这个来做一个 symbol.
So God used this as a symbol.
他要讲什么？
To say.
严寒的冬天代表什么？
The cold winter, bitter cold winter represent what?
毫无生命的气息，通通都是死亡。
Yes.
对吧？这是严冬的特色。
So it represents the end of this desolate landscape with no life.
对吧？冰雪遮盖，可是忽然在这个冰雪的底下有一个东西长出来了。
So you imagine this whole landscape being covered by ice and snow.
不但长出来了，还能够开花。
But not only does this branch grow, but also it blossoms.
然后还要结果。
And it will bear fruit.
这预表什么
？What does it represent？
啊，死亡带出什么？复活，
it means
对吧
？Death which lead to resurrection。
这是他的重点，在这个地方。
And that's the main point.
神用这个杏树枝代表它是一个有生命力的，在最严寒的冬天不会被这个周围的环境打败而死亡，相反的，它还带出什么？生命力的复活。
So it represents that the life of resurrection, that not only God will not be defeated, but he will also bring forth life.
好，你懂了这个原则。现在神对这个年轻人第一个意象给他的就是看这件事，那么你要联想到圣经里面有没有类似的故事。
So now knowing this symbolism, this is what God shows this young person when he called Jeremiah to become a prophet. So once you understand this, can you connect this with another similar event?
想一想。
Think about this.
我的杯里有个杯子。想到什么故事啊？亚伦的杖吧。那天亚伦的杖出了什么事了？
So remember Aaron's staff? What happened to his staff?
那个时候，这个事情发生的时候，是因为他们对两个人的权柄发出挑战。
So, the story of, at the time what happened was that authorities of two people were challenged, being challenged at the time.
神不是用亚伦跟摩西把以色列人从埃及带出来吗？
So God used Moses and Aaron to bring the people out of Egypt.
可是有人听，有人不服这个权柄啊。
But some people respected it, but some people did not respect their authority.
所以他们就起来说，神对你们说话，不也对我们说话吗？所以你们不要把自己看得那么高。这是他们对亚伦跟这个摩西的挑战。
So these people who challenged Moses and Aaron said that God spoke to you, but they all God can also speak to us. Why do we have to listen to you?
这两个人有没有起来说，我们就是权柄，你们乖乖听？
Did,
有没有啊？
Did, 没有。Did Aaron and Moses said, "No, we are the authority on this. You must listen to us." No, they didn't say.
相反的，他们伏在神的面前说，神啊，你自己决定。这个位置不是我们两个人要来的，是你打发的，对吧
？So instead, the two of them they bowed down before the Lord and said, "God, please address this because we did not ask for these positions. So now, may you speak and decide."
所以神就对摩西说：“哎，你叫他们十二个支派，每一个支派拿一根杖来。”
And so God spoke to Moses and said, "Command the 12 tribes, each tribe to bring a staff."
这个杖就代表权柄嘛，对吧
？Because the staff represents authority.
好。他们十二个支派都拿一根杖来，然后就把这十二根杖就放在会幕的门口，对吧？
And so、
约柜的前面。
And these 12 tribes, they each brought their staff and placed the staff at the door of the tabernacle before the ark.
那考一考，亚伦是什么支派啊？
So let me test you. Quiz. Which tribe did Aaron?
利未支派嘛。
He came from the tribe of Levi.
对吧？所以这个。杖十二根杖放每一个支派有一根杖放在会幕里的时候，第二天他们来看。
So when all these 12 staffs were laid in front of the tabernacle, they returned on the second day.
他们看见什么
？What did they see?
十一根杖都是毫无动静，死的一根木头，还是那根杖是一个死的木头。
They saw that 11 out of the 12 staffs, they were just remain exactly the same. They're just a piece of wood, dead wood.
但是利未支派亚伦这个杖就不一样了。
However, the staff that came from the tribe of Levi, the tribe that Aaron came from,
什么事发生
？What happened?
发芽，还长叶，还开花，还结果。
It sprouted and actually had leaves and it flowered and bloomed and actually bore fruit.
这个代表什么意思？
What does that represent?
啊，神设立的权柄是不可以轻看的。
So you do not look lightly upon the authority that God set up.
对，你们可以不服气，但是神如果定了他，你们必须服气啊。
So you might feel like you don't have to respect it, but because it's God who established that authority, you must respect it.
耶稣的权柄，神耶稣说，现在父把天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我。讲过这句话没有
So our Lord Jesus himself also said that the Heavenly Father gave me the authority in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
所以你们要去叫万民做我的门徒，这就是那个权柄的神设立的权柄的厉害的地方。他怎么证明？就是这个杏花开花结果来证明。什么意思？死而复活的生命。
So therefore, go and make nations, the believers out of all nations. And so that's what's the proof of that authority is in the fact that this what was once dead.Resurrected and it's a sprout.
所以你就会发现，当人背叛神的权柄的时候，它的后果可怕吧
？So from this we can also see how frightening it can be.
那天所有不服的人，通通怎么样？坐直通车下地狱啊
！And so it's very frightening when men rebel against God's authority, because on that day, all those 11 tribes that did notobeyed God's authority, they all took a direct flight down into the mouth of the earth. The heart of the earth. So you can't mistreat God.
所以圣经才说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
That's why the book of Psalms says that the respect for revere God is the beginning of wisdom.
好，现在神用这个年轻人。
And so, going back to the topic, so God now raised this young man up.
人当然瞧不起这个年轻人，你算老几？你懂什么？对吧？这是人的眼光看他的时候是这样看的。
So of course, many people look down upon him. It's like you're just like such a young person. Who are you to say these things?
对，现在神让他想起这个杏树枝当年曾经发生过的事，说我要人注意什么？我的话一定怎么样？第一有权柄，第二有生命，死而复活的权柄，这个生命力，他怎么说事情就怎么样，就要怎么成就的。
And so God wants Jeremiah to see this vision of the almond tree, so to show that his words will be fulfilled, that it has authority and it has life and it has resurrection.
他的特色就是死而复活。
And the special characteristic about it is that it will start with death and then resurrection.
对不对？他把阴间的权柄全部打败了。
Before he defeated the authority of Hades.
好，第二个意象。
So second vision.
十三节。
In verse 13.
耶和华的话第二次临到我说，你看见什么？我说我看见一个烧开的锅从北而倾。
Verse 13. The word of the Lord came to me again. What do you see? I see a pot that is boiling, I answered, is tilting towards us from the north.
十四节，耶和华对我说，必有灾祸从北方发出，临到这地的一切居民。
The Lord said to me, from the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land.
那么你如果看耶路撒冷这个位置，北方是谁啊？
So if you look at the map, so where Jerusalem was located, who's up north?
当年北方来打他们的就是叙利亚。
So basically where Syria is today.
后来叙利亚之后，这继这叙利亚消失兴起的一个国家叫做什么？巴比伦。
And then after the kingdom of Syria became the kingdom of Babylon that replaced it.
都是从北方来的，对吧？
They all came from the north.
北朝是亡于叙利亚，南朝呢，亡于巴比伦。
So the northern kingdom was destroyed by Syria, and then the southern kingdom was destroyed by Babylon.
对吧？神借着外邦的手来管教了他的选民。
So via the hands of the Gentiles, God disciplined His people.
也就是说，神是轻慢不得的。
So you shall not cross paths with cross God.
神拣选以色列人从万民中分别出来，神把他的这个恩典、话语都赐给了这一批人做他的见证。
So God chose the Israelite out of all the people, and He gave them all the word, His words, His grace, His blessing.To his chosen people.
神曾经祝福过这个国家。
And God once blessed this.
这个国家的全盛时期是哪一个王啊？
So,
啊， 所罗门王啊。
So,
大卫是大是很多，但是大卫的时候还没有圣殿。
So this kingdom reached its height at the time of King Solomon.
真正到他的全盛时期是大卫的儿子所罗门的朝代，圣殿有了，这周边的仇敌也被打败了。
It was greater than even the time of King David because at the time they didn't have the temple. So it reached its height, at its peak at the time of King Solomon where they had great peace and they defeated all their enemies around.
但是神是警告他们的。But, 你们今天蒙福是因为你们遵从了我的约，但是如果你们什么时候离弃耶和华去拜别的神的话，那你们就要受神极大的咒诅。
But God warned them, he said, today you are at your height because you have respected, you have observed, obeyed my covenant. But any day, the day will come, if you go against, turn your back on, the, on my covenant, you will be disciplined.
所以前面的先知这个那个时候还有好王，所以他警告以色列人的，以色列人还愿意听还悔改，那是以赛亚的时代。
So during the time of Isaiah, the Lord gave him warning, and then because they had a good king, and the people at the time were still willing to listen.
但是现在来到了耶利米的时代，那一连五个王没有一个像样的。
But yet now we come to the time of Jeremiah. There were five kings, one after another, and none of them were good.
对，如果你有兴趣把整个耶利米书好好读的时候，你就知道那个时候的可怕。
And if you have time, if you're interested, you can read the entire book of Jeremiah, and you can see how frightening.
在这样的一个非常不正常黑暗的时代，神把这个年轻人叫出来 为神做见证。 你想想，你能够想出来他面临的压力，面临的讥笑，面临的斥责是何等的大。
And so during that chaotic time, you can imagine as a young person, you were called out by God to be your prophet, to speak to you. You can just imagine the pressure he must felt.
但是这个年轻人真的带着眼泪勇往向前，那五十年伟大的见证从他的身上 发表出来。
But yet this young person, he answered the call, even with tears in his eyes, the fear, but yet he still bravely strode forward for the next 50 years, he gave this great testimony.
所以他为什么说带着眼泪的先知呢？他眼看这个曾经蒙福的神的选民就在他的眼前被灭亡，被俘虏，圣殿被烧掉。
And so why was Jeremiah called the prophet of tears? It's because during his lifetime he witnessed the destruction of his kingdom, and then the people were enslaved in the destruction of the temple. So that all these brought tears to his eyes.
在这五十年中间，他看的事情太多了。
He saw too many things.
但是神给他一个总结，是预告的。
Yet God gave him this summary.
这两个意象是给他一个使命。
He gave him these two visions in order to give him this mission.
那这两个意象是我们刚刚讲了啊，一个是这个生命的见证，信述神的话语的能力要做的事。
And so we just went over these two visions. The first one is the proof, the testimony of life, which was the almond tree.
然后看到神审判的手。这个用北方的这个外邦人来审判在当时违背耶和华的以色列人。
And the second vision was the judgment, the hand of judgment from God that you will use their enemies from the north to cast judgment on the people.
那么神真正要借着这样的审判要达到什么目的呢？
So,What was God's purpose by dealing out the judgment?
那就是他的使命，我们在前面这一句话看得出来，第十节。
And so from his mission, we could tell from verse 10.
我们一起念好吗？第十节。
So, let's read together. So verse 10.
看哪，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、请复。又要建立栽植，这句话把整个他的一生的工作，神要借着他完成的，全部讲出来了。
So verse 10, See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up, and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. So God pretty much summarized what he wanted out of Jeremiah.
这一节圣经几个动词?
So this one verse, how many verbs?
啊,几个?六个。
So there were a total of six verbs.
这六个动词分成两组。
And they were put into two categories.
哪两组?
Two groups.
头四个,拔出,拆毁,请毁坏倾覆是四个一组。
So the first group, to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, to destroy. So they themselves, become one group.
这一组你要给他什么名字？
What would you name this group?
神的审判，对吧？
So you probably you could name
神审判的手包括了这四件的事情。
So you could call them, the judgment of God.
拔出。
So to pluck.
什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
啊？所有在地面地看不见在地底下的怎么样全部要拔出来
even the things that's hidden underground that will be revealed
这个坏坏到哪里坏到根了
so because the bad things it goes all the way down even to the roots
哎，现在川普总统是不是在做这个拔出的事啊所有的黑幕通通挖出来啊！
看 ，similar to how President Trump, what Trump,
看到没有？好戏正上演啊
！So the show is just started.
神要审判的时候，他要从根审判起。
So when God casts out his gave out his judgment, he will start with a plan.
那第二个动词拆毁呢
？So what about the second verb to break down?
啊，所有你看的辉煌无比的东西。如果没有真实内容在里头，他就把它拆掉。那个最典型的是什么？在当时，圣殿啊，
so,
对不对
？So everything that you see that seems glorious and just fantastic, but if they have no substance in them, God will tear down. And the best example at the time was the temple.
对吧？以色列人指着圣殿的时候，就马上就得意洋洋。为什么？有什么好骄傲的？上帝住在我们中间呢。
And so the Israelites, whenever they point to the temple, they pump out their chest because they felt that was a symbol of God.
我们跟外民有什么不同？哎，上帝在我们这边呢。
So they thought that's what separated them from the Gentiles because
这是上帝的选民的夸口，有实在的物证摆在那里。神说：“你不要那么得意，如果你们。”不是真心的侍奉我，你们是口里面侍奉我，心里面是侍奉偶像。对不起，这个殿拆了。
And so they view the temple as the physical manifestation of God dwelling among them. That's what they always boast about. But God tells them that just a moment. If you only worship me in your head, but then your heart actually goes to worship the world, the idols of the world, then this temple is useless. It ought to be destroyed.
所以从这个行动证明神要的是什么？是外表的还是内心的？
So,
啊
？So from this you could tell that God wants
神外表的不在乎的。
He doesn't care about these outward things.
对不对？要的是你的内容是什么
？So he cares about what is the inside of you.
那古时候有这种假冒为善的宗教，今天有没有啊
？So there are
有的是啊。
There were these false religions back in the day, and same thing today.
对吧？我们要的是上帝的名，上帝的祝福，但是神真正要我们的是你的心，将心给我，有没有啊？就很难讲了。
And、so many of these organizations, they wanted the name of God, they want God's blessing, but God said that I want to your heart.
Would
you give your heart to me?
所以，如果只是一个表面的东西，你可以骗人，你骗不了谁。骗不了神。
So if it's just something superficial, yes, you may deceive people, but you can't lie to God.
他拔出来，他拆毁，他毁坏，他要倾覆，全部推倒。
And that's why he will pluck up to break down, to overthrow, and to destroy. So he will destroy everything.
然后下两个动词一组。
And then the next two verbs are in their own group.
它叫什么？建立、栽植。
He will build and plant.
那我要考考你们了。
Let me ask you this.
前面四个是消极还是积极啊？
So,
消极。
So、the
因为你看到的只是破坏，对吧？
So the first four things are more passive because it's being destroyed.
后面两个呢是积极的，是建造的，是树立起来的。
So the second group is more proactive because you need to it needs to be built.
神喜欢哪一种？
So which group does God like?
神当然喜欢的是戒律咯，是斋职咯。我们人何尝不也是如此呢？
Of course, God, just like us, like to build and to plant.
可是神在建立斋职之前，他先要做什么？拆。
But before the work of building and planting could be done, he must destroy and break down.
对，神先要把所有不合他心意的东西怎么样？全部该拔的拔出来，该毁的坏的毁掉，该倾覆的就倾覆，他毫不留情。
So God must pluck up, break down, overthrow, and destroy anything that he's not pleased with.
然后他才重新开始。
And then he'll start anew.
对吧？没有反应。
Right? So no response.
这是很重要的事情啊。
So this is very important.
这是这个先知一生做神用他做的事啊。
So this encompasses all.
不要小看这一个年轻人，在神的里头，神就用这个最软弱的，人家都瞧不起这个年轻人。神说：“我就用你，你就可以做下面我要做的这六件大事，都在你，都经过你的手，全部要成就的。”
And just like God has always worked, He picked what the world view as a weak.Person, a young, an inexperienced person, but yet is that person God wanted to use through his hands to accomplish all this destruction and the rebuilding.
亲爱的姊妹,
your brothers and sisters,
你可以小看人,
you could look down on people,
但是你千万不要小看人后面的那一位什么天地的主宰啊。
But you shall never look down upon the one who controls everything behind.Behind this person.
当神做事的时候，没有人能够抵挡他的手。
And when God's hands at work, no one can stop that hand.
对。所以，从单单的第一章，我就把这个先知神在他身上要做的事情，神通通把他讲出来。
And so through this prophet, God already explained and list out all the things that he wanted.This prophet to do in his lifetime.
而在他的一生中,
and then during his life,
六个动词来表现神要透过他所做的工作。
God, lists out the work that he wants Jeremiah to do through these six verses, verbs.
那他预言神借着他，因为他是先知嘛，他最伟大的预言是什么？
And so because he was a prophet, so what was his greatest prophecy?
你们有人猜过没有？研究过没有？就是耶利米这个先知，他跟众先知，神用过很多不同的先知，但是在他的面前，神给他一个独特的启示，是别的先知没有提过的。
Have you ever looked into this? That God gave him this one prophecy that no other prophet have ever spoken about.
只有他有这个启示。
He was the only one.To talk about this.
我们来读。
Let's read this.
三十一章。
So,
三十一。
Verse 31.
对。这个，三十一章。
Sorry, chapter 31.
对，三十一章，我们要读二十八节开始。
So, verse 28.
一直要念到三十五。
Till 35.
对，从二十七节到三十五哈。
So verse 27 to 35.
对，耶和华说，也是我们两个轮流啊。
Okay, so well,
可以啊。
Alternate reading from the Pope.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要把人的种和牲畜的种播种在以色列家和犹大家。
Verse 28, as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord.
看见没有？这句话看见了没有？
So, this,
刚刚讲了六个动词全部出现了。
So again, these verb all repeated again.
那他神要做什么？最后的目的要做什么？
So what was his ultimate goal?
当那些日子，人不再说，父亲吃了酸葡萄。儿子的牙酸倒了。
Verse 30, but everyone will die for his own iniquity. Each man who eats the sour grapes, his teeth will be set on edge.
31节，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hands to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more.
这就是他得到的独特的启示，是其他先知没有接到的启示。
So this was his unique revelation that no other prophet have ever received.
这是什么呢？叫做新约。刚刚我们擘饼的时候，主耶稣说，这血就是我与你们立的什么？新约。
And that was the new covenant. That revelation was the new covenant. Just as we were breaking the bread, it says, this is new covenant in my blood.
那么新约是什么
？So what is the new covenant?
要问新约是什么，就要问什么是旧约。
So if you are to ask what is the new covenant, you must also ask what is the old covenant,
对吧？所以这是一个大题目。
So that's a large topic in itself.
今天不讲。
So we'll not dive into it today.
因为讲不了。
Because we just can't.
就放在下一个主日我们来看。什么是新约
？But we'll look into it next Sunday. What is the new covenant?
对，你要注意哦。这个新约在这段话里头是跟谁立
？So pay attention here, though. In this passage we just read, to whom did God establish this, made this new covenant with?
以色列家。
Is that the
阁下是以色列吗？以色列家吗？
Are we all house of Israel?
那我们怎么在这里变成新约的呢
？So how do we come to the time? How do we come to the new covenant?
欲知后事，且听下回分解。
So if you want to hear about it, then you must make sure you listen to the next message.
Yeah, 我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们低头敬拜你。
Dear Lord, we bow down to worship you.
在创造宇宙万物之前，你已经有一个伟大的旨意。
Before the creation of everything in this universe, you already had this great will.
就是你要把你的儿子放在宇宙中，能够把天上地上所有的权柄都赐给他。
And that is to place your son in the middle of the universe and give him authority for everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
你要造一群人来接受他这一个伟大的国度。
And you will create this group of people to accept this great authority.
这群人曾经背叛过他。
And these people, they once rebelled against him.
曾经走过自己的路。
They once betrayed him and they walked their own path.
做了魔鬼的门徒。
And they become disciples of Satan.
做了这个世界的奴隶。
And they were enslaved to this world.
你没有因此把他们撇在一边。
But yet you did not cast them aside because of these.
你一定要把这一群人救出来。
And you want to save them.
然后你的儿子要做他们的王。
And your son shall be their king.
要立一个新的约，成为这个国的永远的宪法。
And shall become you will establish a new covenant with them, and shall become the law of this new kingdom.
主啊，你要做一件在这个宇宙中不曾出现的事情。
And you will do something that never happened in this universe before.
来打败你的仇敌。
And you will defeat your enemy.
主啊，但愿我们每一个用重价买回来的人明白阿爸的心。
Lord, may every single one of us who have been purchased with a heavy price understand the heart of our Father.
我们不再为自己活。
And may we no longer live for ourselves.
不再为这个将亡的世界而活。
And no longer to live for this world.
乃是为父神永远的旨意而活。
And rather to live for the eternal will of our Heavenly Father.
历史历代许多的人蒙召来响应你的旨意。
Many people will call throughout the generations to respond to your calling.
主啊，但愿我们每一个人的耳朵今天都开始听见神儿子的话。
May every single one of us, may our ears be open to hear the word of the Son of God.
你当年用杏树枝来向耶利米表明。
So you show this vision to Jeremiah via the almond tree branch.
今天你也向你的教会来表明。
Today, in the same way, you show your church.
但愿我们每一个人，凡有耳的，都听见了。
May every one of us with an ear, we may hear.
让我们都有耶利米的心智。
You all have the same heart.
在这个二十一世纪最危机四伏的时代，最黑暗的时代。
In this 21st century, when chaos is all over us, when danger is everywhere.
让我们好好的在神的家，为主的见证而活。
May you live.As a good testimony to your words in your house.
到那一天你回来的时候
So that on the day of your return,
我们被你称赞为忠心、良善、有见识的管家
May we be called good and faithful servant.
不让我们惭愧地见你
Do not let us to see you with shame in our hearts.
把这忠诚的灵赏给我们每一个人
Give us the spirit of faithfulness.
听我们的祷告
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.